Sorry, it's 12:30 in Greece, past midnight, so I appreciate going first. Can you see the designs going
Yes.
on the screen? Okay. Το αντίξον συμφέρον και εκ των διαφερόντων καλεί στην αρμονία και πάντα κατέριν γίνεστε. Contrasting elements converge, and from their union, the most beautiful harmony is born. Heraclitus. And the river flows, the never-ending flow. And our bodies go against the flow. And our bodies go with the flow. So many people suffering, ailing. So many people flourishing, blooming, synthesizing turquoise love and kindness. Like a colorful blossom on a tree, directing, balancing our physical body, our beauty into health, strength, vibrancy, healing weakness, disease, releasing our spirit into mystic quality. Fly, 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 fly. And the river flows, the never-ending flow. And our minds go against the flow. And our minds go with the flow. So many people devising, propagandizing, discordant ideas. So many people initiating, rippling, harmonic ideas. Synthesizing turquoise love and kindness. Like a perfect symmetry in an uneven diagram, directing, balancing our thoughts, our words into order, clarity, relief, subduing darkness, chaos, releasing our spirit into mystic quality. Fly, 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 fly. And the river flows, the never-ending flow. And our hearts go against the flow. And our hearts go with the flow. So many people fighting, taking a dislike to each other. So many people collaborating, taking pleasure in each other's company. Synthesizing turquoise love and kindness, like a spark of fire in the darkness. Directing, balancing our emotions, our passions into hope, courage, brilliance, overcoming resentment, fear. Releasing our spirit into mystic quality. Fly, 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 fly. And the river flows, the never-ending flow. And our souls go against the flow. And our souls go with the flow. So many people gloomy, stressing outside their magical world. So many people glowing, shining inside their magical world. Synthesizing turquoise love and kindness, like the fluorescent glow of a firefly. Directing, balancing our intuition, our flame, into aspirations, visions, luminance, phosphorizing visible, invisible. releasing our spirits into mystic quality. Fly, 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 fly. And the river flows, just let it flow.
We're going to move on now to the next person in the open mic, and that's Mo. So welcome up.
Thank you very much. If I can indulge you with two very short poems, and if the truth be known, two wouldn't make one decent poem. The first one is for the lady behind the bar here. I wrote this poem for Abby, who used to do the bar shift before you a couple of years back, and I made it up at the back of the room while I was waiting to, do something. It's called For Abby. They come on Monday to the lofty bar, a lofty crowd, it must be said. They stare like the stone horse, they stare like the stone horse on the counter at the readers, spouting words from the heart and soul. I serve them drink, mostly porter, blacklight their mood on Monday nights. I like the 5-word challenge. Fuck off out of here, I feel like saying, when it's time to close. I take my till, turn on the glass washer before I leave. I know it drives them cracked. And finally, it's an old poem, and this is a recent poem, and it's called Ireland Declares War on Russia. Sorry, Ireland declares peace on Russia. Sorry, gotta get right. There's a big difference between war and peace. And this is not war and peace, it's only a few short verses. I dreamt last night I was Uachtaráin na hÉireann. In a state of unionist address, I declared peace on Russia. A panic-stricken Putin caught his cabinet at a table. From the long end, they muttered, fled, we're not able. We are not prepared, they all play music, sing and dance. General Gerasimov, Stravinsky's dead, we haven't a chance. The West Cork fishermen run their operation. Now we're at peace. We're an insolent little nation. Send in the Bolshoi Ballet. What a balalaika quartet. Train a spy to steal a Kerry set. He escaped the Kremlin, some say to Argentina, but he's often seen in Crotty's pub playing a concertina.
Next up on the open mic is Margaret O'Regan.
This is a lockdown poem. It's called Distanced Loving. Suffused with longing during COVID lockdown. Bereft of touch, pent up lovers lost. To find a solution to this frustration, sexting and surfing is now our station. Many months imagining mind-blowing scenarios, orgasmic virtuoso in cyberspace Nova. Having images of archived adventures, of words softly spoken, of senses awoken. As we replayed sessions from erotic recesses, unearthed from our minds, we scaled new heights. A lifetime of fantasies exchanged and enacted, unbounded passion in hedonistic fashion. Veritable sexperts we have become, a sexual portfolio we have begun, undiluted erotica stream stored in the iCloud of our dreams.
I'm going to read two or three poems. Haydn stories. Haydn stories, wandering through the meanings, like Orpheus literal, sweet and bitter, everything moves round on the wings of dove or just type, the second form like a revelation. After the storm, cold water is flowing from my depth. After the storm, the beach is almost deserted, a child is dreaming. Love. I was a weekend, I remember, in the Statue of Liberty Park, we talked about the love, about life, we also talked about the weather, and many other things.
Thank you. Next up we have Niall.
Tongue smile. We stayed up late all night speaking in tongues. A chance of fate in the interim. I swear you won't take another one. City lights and blah blah, what's on? I've been found and now I'm a lost son. I look in the mirror, I swear I'm not the only one. Sound slither slowly, softly, and sometimes I'm kind of soft, gooey, all bones on the inside. But my mind's mush is seeing clearer than ever that I've been picking fights with the fella in the mirror. I know I said it before that I've been seeing clearer. I want to spit words and then lit the fire. Because time is a drag on spliff and then split tired. No sweat like pre-spire, it's dire. But again with you, I'll have to conspire. Because we stayed up late all night speaking in tongues. My heart was heavy, I took it out for a while. Now I've got no more words, so I just smile. Through the tongue came sound's essence. Dull your senses, crack your skin, eat your teeth, feel the earth beneath your feet and crave the birth. Bless this curse. We stayed up late all night speaking in tongues. We stayed up late all night speaking in tongues.
Moving on, we have Luke Horgan in the house. Oh, yeah.
Hello. This one's called Some Answers. They came again to speak to us. They came from over there. The herd of us in Cygnus, the black hole self-aware. In came the outsiders from a void filled with care. They arrived to show us what really lies out there. We are not alone. We never were, you see. Before this told the story of the man from Galilee. Who knows if he existed or if he showed us truth. But now we have some answers that we need to feel less blue. The God that we have worshipped, a star we call the sun, when really he is powerless compared to the chosen ones, the people of the planet, which has within its song, and with it is the people who could tell right from wrong. But does it really matter in the end? We all knew. Those people with their differences, those people, they are you. These differences which make us unique are something we must change in order to assimilate the knowledge of the strange. There is another gender, a one which is true. You tell us your name and the male-female blues will disappear forever, for you only are your name that you decide to call yourself, whatever you don't blame. For now I say no more, the truth must remain. The men who birthed the religion, the devil all the same.
Thank you. And we jump onto the screen to Brian Franco. Are you there, Brian?
The host? Generalissimo.
Okay, so we'll just move on to the next person on the list here, and that's Olive.
This poem is about my daughter bought herself an aquarium to relieve job stress, and this is the fish talk. My mouth on pampas grass, underdog in a bowl, luminescent white-bellied, supple balletic movements, skimming bald surfaces of stone, a mortuary of insects covered in post office green pebbles. She monitors me, admires my golden cloak, metallic edging, graceful movement of tail and fin, titillating water. I am relaxed. She flounders in the dystrophy of the mind, convulsed by human fear. I need a single daily crumb of fish food. She could live simply too, if she learned to float, tread water, just be. I do what I am meant to do to help her relax. This is my sea, my world. Her bowl is a complicated place where I have no ambition to be. I am happy in prison, this gentle place. I am a fish, you see, pulvis et umbra sumus.
Next up on the list is Maria, is that the right name?
Hi there. It's called Oh to Be Young Again. Oh to be young again, innocent and free. No chains of responsibility tied to feet, tired and worn, but soft, light of step, the four winds rise to hear their sound, welcoming with gentle embrace the soft, rosy cheeks unmarred by the rains.
Thank you. Do we have Brian Franco?
No.
That's okay, we'll move on. So online we have Jeff. Is Jeff there?
Yeah. Jeff is there, yes.
Hey, okay, off you go. Thanks, Jeff.
All right. So this one's relatively new. It's called Trying to Break into the Group Conversation. So this is a nice restaurant. What did you guys order? I saw that. Yeah, that. If I know what you mean, I know somebody like when. Yeah, but to answer your question, I know a guy who, and when the best part of that move, then, you know, the most important rule of life that everybody should know that solves every problem, is anybody even hearing me? Is there any, nobody can hear me. I'm a serial killer with 12 bodies buried in my basement. I'm going to give $1,000 to each one of you. There's a deadly hurricane heading for this area right now. I know for a fact the chef peed in all of your dishes. I have undeniable proof that God exists and that he hates people who listen to rap metal. All of your flies are open, wide open. I'm going to leave now without paying my share of the bill. Bye. Assholes. Thank you. Trying to break into the group conversation. I have a novel for sale called Hate Story. You can find it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. I'll put it on the chat for the other folks.
Good man, Jeff. Grimmie de Malgut. Thanks very much. That was great. Next up on the list is Daniel.
This is called A Lot of Sorrow. Some say there are 108 types of human emotion. Some days, I feel I felt them all. While on other days, one may linger longer than needed. A while back, for a performance at New York's Museum of Modern Art, the band The National played the song Sorrow 108 times in a row. Once for each mala bead in a mantra that lasted 6 hours. Meditation to sit with the feeling of this emotionally dark song, to know it and embody it as sort of a catharsis, transcending all the other thoughts swimming around one's mind. On the days when I'm sitting quietly, waiting through my thoughts, it's not always worry. Sometimes it's pondering the endurance it would take to perform like that. Well short of immolation, but inspiring in itself. And if I may be sitting in the darkness for longer than you'd like, trust that I'm only checking for lost souls in the corners of the shadows so that no one gets left behind again. As I box it up to share with you, please know that this too is a bid, not a burden. You shouldn't need the years that Mary took to see it as a gift.
Beautiful. Next up on the list is Eddie. This is a fabulous day, I have to say.
Hello. I said a lot of poems to read, but it was something I'd written pre-COVID, so it sounds like something very much a 16-year-old would have written. And it's called The Softest Touch. The softest touch, light as a feather, our hands pressed together, eyes locked at one another. It's real, I swear, not fiction or fantasy, not some Tolkien masterpiece, but a surreal Kafkaesque, where the world is upside down, flipped up on the wall, purely insane, like roaches with human veins, but it's real, I swear it's real. And you look at me like I'm art. I'm not a Van Gogh. I don't bloom pretty yellows and greens. Not a beautiful sky, but a cloudy night. And surely not a Picasso. I'm not that complex. But I'm a Praxiteles. Broken, knocked down, moss-covered, and dead. Lost an arm, what's left a stump over years of weathered pain. Yet you gave me the softest touch. Kissed my lips, poked my cheeks. Felt my stone blocks, caressed the ends of my arms like they were wet flesh and warmth and blood, and only then did I feel like art, timeless, beautiful, alive. I love you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Eddie. We jump online again. Are you saying Brian Franklin?
No, it's
gone. Okay. Ham?
Okay.
Would you like to read?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Can you hear me? Okay.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. Just about.
Sorry?
Yeah.
Closer.
Wait a minute. If you just speak as loud as you can and as close.
How's this?
Yeah.
Ooh, scary, right? Okay.
All right.
All right. You can hear me, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Things. Things saved by my father. Baby teeth times 7 children. Tooth fairy bounty. brings belly laugh, had to be hid somewhere, kept perhaps to hold to a better time, before innocence lost, when sons were still alive, and daughter not driven to wander by stepmonster's wrath. I love to go a-wandering along the mountain path, a skin natural to me, safe when world grows too hot, tree whisperings, brush mountain frame sky. My pockets and backpack fill with heart-shaped stones from wild rose-draped slopes, from Honey Creek's tumbling flow where black bears still roam. American sycamore embraces my 700-square-foot steel and brick-bounded city space. Won't allow for many things, only for what fills me. And the rocks, like baby teeth, cut on my journey, line my windowsills. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Well done. Thank you. Next up on the list is Connor.
Thank you. Cheers. Distractions. So many and too many distractions. Distractions you have not asked for, and distractions you have allowed in. Into your everyday, into your mind, into your habit, into your life. And you're so wrapped up in them all you can't tell them apart, apart from what you want. A distraction from a distraction, till you don't know where you started and can't find your way out. You make the mistake of going back, but you don't go back far enough, and you're still only following a distraction. Distractions have followed many a good person all the way to the grave, and only on their dying breath they know what was that all about.
Good meeting all of you, Connor. Thank you. Next up on the list is Noah.
Well, I prepared wanting to read, but I've kind of changed my mind. So I'm going to read something, but I'm going to ad-lib the ending because I haven't quite come up with it in my head. So I'm just going to see what happens. Okay. This piece hasn't really got a title. It's kind of working on it. Okay. I drank myself into consciousness. I still don't know why. Changed the channel. To find the same thing. I paused for the Angelus and found a shotgun in a recess. Hidden in cobwebs, a man was shot running from his life. A girl gave birth to originality. A cat had enough and got stuck in a tree. More 11. I'm just looking for some kind of confirmation. Satellites confer. We don't deserve to be alone. I read my star signs. I consult my numerology. No, I didn't win the lottery. Guess I'll try again next week. Maybe the news anchor is correct. I smoke too much weed. But I'm capable of great things. It's written in the creases. It's ordained in tea leaves. It scrolls across my TV screen. In bright colors, far too fast to read. In downtown Beirut, a bomb grazed the house of God, a homeless eyewitness declined to comment. In other news, I'm on the road to recovery. Andy Kaufman lives. Oswald did it. I don't love you. Extraterrestrials exist. I open the window to catch a glimpse, an unexplored world. To mindless, empty, chattering screens, they continue to talk to me. And finally, the weather forecast. You're not perfect. Life is meaningless until you step outside.
Thank you very much, Laura. Next up is Patricia.
This is called Perfected Burn. Grindstone to the nose, exacting the flesh, in danger of collapsing out onto the streets. The acrid paint job covers the blood of sins. Temidable telling, daring to venture forth. Opposite namesake, grimaces like the times. Spending the non-existent, what now for discipline? The private scent enamored of a sunny. Declaration of love elected by common vote. The higher the building, the closer to God. Eating as timetabled, a lot of time borrowed. Season without coverings, fair or foul. Interrupted dalliance is good for hangover. Taking lonely seats, a pause through lost points. Excavating into good life. Entailed exactly. The online joke never failing to discern. The hapless fair trade. Good news announced. Loved into a time, appreciated without a turn. Wiping the apogee, clean of all promiscuity. The perfect figure, chanting out of sheer notice. Lying into comedy, going into deserted. Knowing a binary love, the mysterious prop. Wedding while still hungry, a cause to celebrate. Timing away and dallying somewhere else. Tipping away into rubble, a gem of ridicule. Going to melt in rain, a recorded sensibility. Thanks.
Moving on to the next person on the list is Padraig. Woo!
This is a really short one. It's about 10 sentences. It's the first thing I ever wrote, and I just started writing it on the 22nd of March. So if any of you great, experienced, skilled people have any feedback, I'd love to hear it. And basically, it's just 10 sentences. Just a small background. Do you know the way with Irish people? I've just been thinking of it for years. So it was the first thing I wrote. When we give a compliment to someone, we don't really give it to the person. We give it to like their friend or someone else, and then it like finds their way to them. So I was just like, why do we do that? And sometimes we don't do it at all. It was like, we should do that more often. So I was like, that's what I'm writing about. So anyways, it's called Compliments Left Unsaid. Fucking nerves. Compliments left unsaid. Why keep a compliment secret? Never are they met with regret. With no benefit to inhibiting praise, none can underestimate the momentum it sways. Like how morning rays set the best for your day, the most simple praise can go such a long way. Next time you notice good in someone, try not to leave it be said undone. Be generous as you go about your way, but don't forget yourself at the end of the day.
Padraig, that was a brilliant poem.
Yes.
Next up is Michelle.
Thanks, Jenny. Hi, lads, I missed you lots. This was hard to write in a good way. Over time, this can lead to poor control of the muscles responsible for opening and closing the mouth. Lockjaw, hardcore, construct. Ties and tights at a desk by the window. He doesn't know me. I remember him though. Banish, stone split, sidewalk. This is work and home and hellish. Routine leads a lettish, bedhead, spit, sink, silk and lace. Take my hand and wrap my waist. Seedy dance floor panorama. Let me be and get your arm off. These ladies aren't for decoration, nor for getting stuck on or stuck in. Women, women, woman, I am one. Godly and repressed. Take this flesh, help yourself. There's hardly goodness left in it. Fears abreast and frenetic, elusive independence, security, forget it. It's been moored by man, man, men, your wingspan. I did never possess it. Ever wondered what you harbored in your arms and in your chest? Ever questioned why we find it so attractive? Thank you.
Next up on the list is Holly. Take it away.
I hoped I wouldn't be after her. She was amazing. and it's my first time, so and I'm not a public speaker, so hopefully it's okay. Symphony in the City. So that's the title, Symphony in the City. Cobblestones are the first, how cantankerous their strata. On dry days, my feet finding every notch and hitch, the hard stone eating through rubber. But when the clouds peel back and relent, I balance on slickness instead. New islands rising as stones are wedged apart, like tributaries joining hands. The floodplains fatten, hastening from drains that empty and rattle out beads as loud as coins, then rasping like a lava flow over rock and pockets of rogue green. I can almost feel it, taste it, the roots extending their tongues, drinking of the deep urban soil, their thirst enough to rival the Amazon basin. My eyes put towards the light now, wavering above the press of rooftops, skewered there on a steeple beside washing and satellite dishes, while the clouds fold away into distant corners. I'm looking down that deep well, a blue window against a wet backdrop, still smelling wet and heavy, like damp woolens drying on a radiator. Crows fall into that expanse, shrinking to shiny black pins, black wings shivering off every last drop, as if to polish them, sun instead. Now my feet complete their circuit, gliding over cobblestones like ice rinks. But my vision has connected skybound to behold that symphony of light and water. Their cycles play over and over, chasing each other round every aspect of the city. Thanks.
Done Holly with that like a pro, fair play, Carmina Margot. We jump onto the screen now of Catherine Nolan. Is there ready to go?
Yay! Thanks everyone! Oh, yeah. Thanks for making
my great champion. Off you go.
And thanks so much everyone. Thanks so much. It means so much today. For years, I've been trying to write a poem about Margaret O'Regan. Two and a half years it took me. And in Fitzgerald's Park, the title came and then the poem came. So it's called, it's for Margaret O'Regan, and it's called Silver Fox. Pagan shield maiden, urban street warrior, casts off the night and coaxes kings nude. Stories in every pocket, a laugh to crack stones, tweed tickling toes, soul in the ether of forever. Fire red, strong, words, banners, irreverent sinner, spoil crescent arrow, silver fox mounts the dawn and yawns, job done, earth tilts once more to the sun. a meteorite lands in our hands.
Thank you. What an honor. So, Mary O'Connell, I think, is next up there on the open mic. Here you, Mary. Yeah, we can't hear you, Mary, yet.
Sound is gone.
Yeah, Mary, are you muted there? Do you have something to press?
We can't hear you, Mary.
Can she hear me? Yeah?
Oh, she's muted on her.
She's muted.
Yeah, I've told her. You all heard me. I have a microphone.
No.
Mary, we can't hear you. You have a button there to press. The mute button.
The unmute button. Yeah.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yay!
Yeah. Disembodied voice, okay? You can't hear me, but you can hear me, but you can't see me.
Oh, we can see you, Mary. You still doing anything crazy?
That doesn't matter. So I'll just go ahead and not hold up everybody. This is called Vespers. The waiting wood receives them. Instinctively, their heads bow low as they move into its tabernacled hush. A leafy track, lemon and bronze, muffles their steps and draws them under naves of arching larches, whose latticed leaves allow random bolts of brightness. The giant's cairn confronts them when they descend the hill. Instinct pulls them to one side, aware of its reputation. A momentary shiver, and they walk out of its shade. From the undergrowth, a sudden burst of sound pulls a startled pheasant into sight. In one swift, powerful movement, his burnt orange body sweeps into the sky. Peace returns when, in the distance, they glimpse a sheet of water that brims beneath the trees. Wrapped in its cloistered calm, they leave, grounded in gratitude and love, closer to each other and to God. Thanks, folks.
Next up on the open mic list is Antonio.
Hi, so this poem is inspired by the great fire of Wishnach, where I have been just the last week. So, timeless roots, fire runs in the stones, dark grass of the hills, like a bird of ancient druids. Blood is burning for a new life. Concentric circles, circumreflections, summer reconnection, devotion to the quiet spaces. The landscape engages with the identity and becomes possible to quantify the density of a moment, complete encirclement, infinite history of Celtic mythology, all around the fire, the eternal words are united. together, sharing the next story again and again, over and over again. Thank you.
Thank you, Antonio. Lovely, thank you. I'm going to jump online again, and is Colin Holden there?
He is.
He's going to jump on there now any second.
Colin in the house.
Hi guys, how we doing? Sorry, my phone glitched there.
Hi Colin.
See you?
Yeah. How are we? You want the story? So I am running off Zoom on my phone, so I'm just going to do something I might be able to remember. A couple of lines from a couple of weeks ago. It goes like this. I just exist. And I can feel my pulse and my lips, and I think of a kiss.
Oh.
Ah, we're back.
Keep going.
And I can feel my pulse and my lips when I think of a kiss. I'd have to look at the notes on my phone. I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to have to fluff this one and call it a night. Much love to you guys.
Thank you, Paul. Lovely to see you and hear you. Okay, next up on the list is Jake.
Okay, so just a little bit of background on this poem. It's short, but it's about a nightmare that I have frequently. So while I'm reading it, if it's not too much trouble, if you could close your eyes, but if you're not comfortable, obviously don't. This poem is called There Is No Rain Dance. I was dying for an eternity. Worry crept down my valleys as a spider crawls down a thread to tell me hope is brittle honeycomb in the face of dread. And to sweeten the thought, tears rolled like petals down the mountain and dripped into tea that had gone cold eons ago. There is no rain dance. This is the navy shade of a dead sun. And the sands of time compile to cover the temples to their peaks. Only echoes of fruitless sacrifices remain to taunt the ghosts on the dunes who solemnly long for the rain. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jake. Next up on the list is Anne. Are you going to read?
Yeah. So this is called Sheila na Bhurtach, and it's inspired by one of the characters in the Glenrothes Park, and I'm lucky to be living very close by that wild urban place in the city. So Sheila na Bhurtach. Sheila of the bog heads out to dinner, long legs dangling out behind her. Don't need no company, likes her own scruffy look. Don't get me wrong, she spends hours on it. With rough determination, she's dressed to kill, kill, kill. But first, she prays, prays, prays upon her victims with a gaze that never flinches till she's inches from the game. Some neck she has to fold away and sleep the night at ease. And that's for the heron in the Glenrothes Park.
And next up on the list, the fabulous Jim.
So this one is actually a little bit of an ensemble with Subu. I just want to quickly tell you what the poem's about. So, you know when you're picking petals off a rose and you're like, he loves me not. So it's that, but like in reverse. So,
You'll see.
Ready? Loves me not.
He loves me.
He loves me not.
He loves
me
not.
He
loves me
not.
He loves
not.
He loves.
He loves me.
A lot.
He
loves me not.
He
loves me
not. Rose petals rise in circles and lilt into... Oh, I'm shaking. Okay. Rose petals rise in circles and lilt into my fingertips. I attach them to the stem with blood-dimpled fingers. How all of the crimson liquid trickles back into my skin, droplet by droplet, cooling inside those raw crescent moons, eclipsing on my skin. He loves me.
He loves me.
He loves me.
Not.
He loves.
He loves.
Me.
Not.
This was supposed to be all gothic and serious.
You were wrong in that.
The rose flourishes to full bloom in my fingertips. My touch fuses the broken stalk and all of my blood wipes off those needle-sharp thorns that suture the wounds clean. I backstep, backstep, backstep out of lovesickness. He loves me.
He loves me.
He loves me.
Not.
He loves.
He loves.
Me.
Not.
I'm dream drunk, floating through a garden of roses, beneath the fire of red wine spilling across the sky, touring the hot copper sunset with the burning hot metal of Venus, shining between us and the sun with a brilliant syzygy, emblazoning the rainfall to a spray of glass pinballs. I feel the wet cosmic energy seeping into my skin, restoring innocence to falling in love again.
Fabulous. I really love it. Brilliant. Next on the list is Max. And she ran out of the room as usual. And you told me. And she's back. I know, yeah. I just hope the mistake is showing up. So, okay, this is a little bit, Jake is a lovely reference there to rainbows and what he thought about it a different way. This is a songwriting prompt that I got from Group and Park, so I hope I can do it there now. And I did it with the others for Fitzgerald Park. And it's about the joy of meeting my friends for a little bit of a coffee.
Where once the merchant princes came for their Sunday promenade. We'll have a roasted coffee with a crema full of froth, and we'll climb the stairs of the Bean and Leaf, go urban sketching from the top, and we'll paint a rainbow over Cork, bold against grey skies, and it will stand guard till it's dark, like the Barrick fountain where some folks cry. We'll spin a coloured wheel, a rainbow banner through the sky, travel like on Dreekshire sparks to Fitzgerald Park, dance in the fountain's rainbow spray, dance in the fountain's rainbow spray. Flow. We'll have a narrow cattle watch the swans as they glide away. And it will stand guard till it's dark. But like the purring fountain where some folks cry, we'll spin a collar wheel, a rainbow banner to the sky.
To clear,
like Montrisha Park, sparks in Fitzgerald Park, dance in the fountain's rainbow spray, dance in the rainbow fountain spray.
I just heard that Massimo is going to read Cahill's poem and his own, so that's brilliant. Ooh, absolutely hey, brilliant. Wow. Are you there, Massimo?
Hello, hello, hello. Can you see me and hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
So, yeah, Cahill was having technical difficulties. So this is the poem that he put in the chat.
Oh, nice.
I know that life's a dream because it speaks to me in symbols. I wondered what it means, so now I know that it is simple. It goes like this, I just exist. I can feel my pulse in my lips when I think of a kiss. My heart skips like a stone thrown across the sea of my soul. No man is an island, yet by inlets and islets we are known. Love is pure, for this I'm sure, that your inlets to me are the sea on the shore of my soul. Yet you are fleeting, a moment to hold. The heart is to love as sunrise is to gold. So blessed be all lovers, and blessed be the night, and blessed be the darkness that they turn into light. My name is Cahill, and thank you so much. Beautiful poem, Cahill. Always love to hear a fellow rhymer. So this piece is, if you don't mind, if I do my piece real quick. This is, it goes like this. If I'm not awake, then at least I'm wakeful. If not still, then steady. Or for now, just stable. If not willing or ready, then at best I'm able. If not being perfect, gives my life room for being graceful. My life is like a nonfiction fable, a never-ending record skipping on a spinning table, an old twisted tree that seems to bleed with sweet maple. Sometimes I fear her shadow, but her shade makes me grateful. So with an attitude of gratitude, I try to see the beauty of a path in every avenue. What if it's not a magic world, just a magic view? And it's not a magic mirror, just a magic you. Taking in creation in amazement, depending on the way I choose to paint it. Every stroke of the creator makes a lovely statement, depending on the way I choose to frame it. So I fit my broken piece and see it matches. My life story tells a legend as I read it backwards. Storms pass us, but still we let the wind catch us, turning thorns and broken glass into rose-colored glasses. So I'm grateful for the gift of this existence, like an Omni theater with a ticketless admittance. Whether I'm the star, the one who watches or who listens, I just throw my own flowers and catch my own kisses. Thank you all so much. Peace.
We're going to stay on the screen here. We're going to go to Matt. Are you ready, Matt? Ready to go, Matt Mooney?
Yeah, ready to go. Yeah.
Brilliant.
I was very taken tonight by Yekin and Rogine. Most beautiful poems, most beautiful Irish. So I decided in the shake-up that I would have to do an Irish poem tonight. Short, very short, with its own translation, and it's a new poem. Even though this has appeared in the Amaravati poetic prism anthology, an Irish language poem, which is quite unusual with the translation. Lim Rua. Fugder fui ar rohar, kun an bala boar, is ba cumalesh an aran in a quina. No na gwehe mora vigo minic ik shedo, mar bian topadorot ega le diano. Is e an scale for real nil fugder fe a hella? Marta lim rua, sheen the marl fi crane a killer. Bahu and lad og shin be em galt the throw. A fail orm nor supper mar reeve con kantia. Bertig dol in ish, Bertig win ik straka. Fugdor foin, ak Berter or in sedera. Brahim oim, who idili an rohi usel rua. Is garad an tlie on glivan gudi an relig. Red lean. Headling hard, head down to town. Suffering the rain driven by rogue winds that slapped him in the face. His shopping had to be done somehow. Alas, my story is, his hurry is no more, for Red Leam today lies buried in the clay. Many moons ago, a student lad of mine, I regret I never stopped to talk to him. Age chasing both of us, battling on, and now I miss him from the road of life. Always in a hurry, till time is called at last. Caught between the cradle and the grave.
We have 6 left. So once again, we'll welcome back up Sue.
So the lockdown was kind of a great time distorter, wasn't it? So I wrote this piece in April 21, and I've done it a few times, but it was mostly online, and I haven't really done it live. So I'm going to do it now, because it fits the season. And I think this. I have to hold it. I didn't practice, so here we go. Summertime lays. Oh yeah, and I want to say this actually ties a little bit to what Roisin was doing earlier. When you were, I don't have Irish, but when you were explaining about your poem that had a period in it, right? I do write about the cycle as well. And this is not about the period. It's more about the experience living with a natural cycle for over 25 years. I noticed every summer how my cycle was delaying itself, playing a trick on me. And, you know, just trying to catch me. So it's really about that. It's called Summertime Lays. How the moon clock beats during day and night, as fertility waits for its time to ignite. It waxes and wanes through the course of the year. Feel it loosening up when the summertime's here. For the melting touch of love we burn, as biology drive, just waiting for its turn. On the strawberry moon in the summertime lays, as we tingle with excitement for passionate days, we loll in the shades of the luscious trees, in the green, green grass with the flowers and the bees, chasing kisses from lovers, playing cheeky games, while biology drive is pulsing our veins. Come the thunder moon and we glow with love, as the nights get hot, winking stars above. Round the fire in the dark, we snuggle up close when the pheromonic scent of fertility flows. And we're playing wild in the summertime lays, while biology drive is counting our days.
On the deep red moon with the feast in full swing, we dive into one and we moan and sing, and we lose our rhythm in the summertime lays, flying high in an endorphinic haze, and forget to keep count in the tantric dance, while biology drive still waiting for its chance. Come the harvest moon, when the nights turn cool in summertime lays, we think we can fool fertility's power, but surprise, surprise, while the clocks slow down, our cycle flies and resets our moon to an early peak, so biology drive can catch us with a trick. And before we quite know what moon it is, biology drive has already come to bliss, giving life an unsuspected chance, for she will not waste a summer romance. So watch out for the endorphinic haze of fertility's tricks in the summertime lays.
Okay, next up on the list is Ciarán. Where is he? Oh, there he is. Thank you.
You never cease to amaze me with the spirit of giving out compliments without you. Oh. More power.
In the ginger community crowd.
Thanks, man. And I haven't even started. It's called the happened and happening. Alone with thoughts and thoughts again, to cry for and to carry, to smile at and to marry, to new thoughts returning, and dry now from the rain again, steaming from saturation, to touch dry once more, and for a second touch. And if it rained all day, and all it did all day was rain and rain, what would it sound like? Would it have the pitter-patter, splash and ripple? Or would it have the slow vowels and steady consonants of my voice? And what would you know of the difference between saturation and a visceral report? From a mind in active retort to moments past unconscious, made conscious. What do you know of honest responses, unconcerned with your beliefs? What is the drying dry to the seeing eye? Enclosed by wet skin steaming, parts of your past evaporating to join the air of now, forgotten by your touch-dry body, but clutched to by your mind, learning of umbrellas and slick-mac raincoats and growing in fear of the mood swings of the sky. What lengths are gone to honor your past experience? What is the shape and structure of the threads of thought that connect the happened to the happening? How long grows a silken strand to span an aging landscape before breaking at its own weight and soon forgotten? What value have pillars placed to support that which has gone, made structural by actions guided, gazing backwards, the fading, rescued by intention and love. How romantic the bright lights of the search and rescue mission for your disappearing self. How costly the expedition. When the touch dry and breathing is starved of your attention, navigating a landscape undetailed, searching for the strength to get wet again. Thank you.
We're going to jump onto the screen next to Mona.
Thank you. The 20s. Will the roaring lion of the 20s coming down the tracks swallow me whole? Will I flounder like Jonah, or will I fight back? I lived through TB and polio epidemics. I duck and dive with COVID. Wars reoccur and persist. My father fought in World War I. I lost an uncle in World War II. Was told, eat your crusts. They're starving in Korea. Dressed as a Mau Mau warrior in a fancy dress in the 50s. It is time to get into the trenches. Open myself to what is new. Create a future, for that is where I am going. Bolstered by confidence in the past. I will place more chairs at my table. Look to the dark sky. See pinpricks of light. My brothers and sisters, their homes in ashes, see the same stars. In this new world, we are all virtual friends. Reach out. Reach out. Thank you.
Thank you, Mona. Thank you. Lovely. Next up is Jason.
Yeah.
So this thing's pretty new, so I've got my safety net here in case I forget. There's two things I need to say. One, I tend to do this really loud, so sorry for blowing your ears off. Second thing is I understand that not everyone's from North America like me. So when I say Excedrin, that means just think paracetamol. Yeah? So that's an important cultural context for this audience. But anyway. This piece is called Curious with Questions. I started off in this world feeling completely lost, trying so hard to chart all the swirling, fleeting thoughts. Then all at once, a small idea occurred to me, arriving right as it was supposed to, unhurriedly. If I am curious with open eyes and questions, life always supplies me with lessons. I will come to know through time that I can confess them to comprehend them, rend and upend them, bend and amend them, but be sure to accept them. Nurture and nest them so as to further invest them into all of my brethren. But I'm still stocking up on the strongest available over-the-counter Excedrin, hoping to counter the constantly available dreaded head spin. Well, bloody hell, I certainly fell then, failing to avail of the rushed momentum found at a tailwind's tail end. But much smoother sailing now as I face the headwinds with grace found from within every trusted best friend. Dropping off raw prose into the crevices of my engine, and then it all goes from fatally stagnant to ascension. That feeling was primal, essential to my survival. I was in denial, so idle while awaiting the arrival of my own revival, threading the needle and pushing the dial, I'll remake myself adamantly, knowing we're here for such a little while. And my name is Jason J. Fisher. All I want is to write with such insight, the words are considered scripture. Go out at night, chasing the light to free stars, which flicker in a picture. I was stressing, then guessing, now assessing, that the absolute best thing is when it's all coalescing into the next thing, the correct thing. And I find, if you find the time to mind your mind, then mind your mind, you'll find you can redesign your mind, refine your mind. Then compressed carbon hardens, realigns into 100% pure, unadulterated, crystalline diamond shine.
Roisin?
Thanks, everyone. It's a pleasure to hear you all. Sometimes the last delivery of care from a nurse to her patient is to lay them out. Morning. As the morning walks, the fog from the fields. As the curlew's call lifts an echo from the lake. As the wind gasps through the pockets of a rusted gate, the bluebell's closed lids bow quiet. And over all this, she lifts a wet flannel across his brambled arms, freckle-drenched skin churned to milk at the elbows. His farmer's hands earthed strong. In the sleeping room, she says, "Tom, you must get ready." Her lantern eyes hold him steady as she shaves the shadow days from his chin, her own mouth puckering in. Helps him into his Sunday best, the navy tie with the horses on it, hanky to match, peeking like a road sign from the lapel pocket. And the brown leather brogues with their tiny holes, making a design he could never take a hold of. Above, cloud-covered skies leak, and then the creak of wheels on linoleum and the knock on the door as the morning pours open another day and the bluebells lift their heads and stand still as he passes.
We've one left on this marathon of an open mic. What an amazing night, Gramila Mahagav. And last but not least is Ava.
So Dee, you've gotten it. So okay, right. So I just quickly, I'd like to say something that's a bit over the top, but just like to say thank you to my friend Melanie, who came extremely last minute with me tonight. So, and that you might all have a friend as wonderful as Melanie, at the girl in the purple jumper there. So my poem is in Irish. Igiriva and was solo singer. Dos gak ein blow, ox honig rash gabog and green. Ek tusna pierra gak in a plain. Honig scorn a boshti, ox the urhun is bosna unknown alien. Verod intik a score, ox vishi the yagum must stomp fain occur air. We bring load a glen elig agoni, the vet in our Ronha Ainer. Kermay Fein, August Erin Noig, Yogna Gok Colin Ella, Ishak Kutopig. Kangok Colin Rome on No Iron Kena, Olin Orid Spiritual. Sishomarong Shan Shin, Chov Ischanaku. The Mishan and Sais Poshishin, the Irma Ved de Fru. Bertigny Kun Maron Feinakoma, Selina, Yog Misha, Driftu. Hume Mok Erin Strocha, Agus Conne Maron Olinger. Is Kuvin Lum, Aiken and Inventory Illig, Jerk Lum, Kinakondrama, Nisfer.
Again, Mila Boykus, the Roisin Sheehy, August Irma Johnson. And thanks really to Paul for working the magic there. Big evening, 13th of June. Snow and Oalia, good luck.